Well, as Hillary just mentioned,
we broke the record. We're record holders. Look at us.
But it's very difficult travel this morning.
It is. It's awful. But we broke the record.
Yes.
We didn't just break the record.
We smashed it.
There we go.
We really did.
This is an interesting story out of the news here. In Wisconsin, in Green Bay, and it's over the last couple of days, a Brown County judge has ordered the man accused of stabbing a Green Bay police dog to be held on bond. Yeah. They had a police dog get stabbed. Pyro.
Oh.
Yeah. 30-year-old Cy Vang faces a felony charge of causing an injury to a police animal, plus two misdemeanors. Police were trying to take Cy Vang into custody on Sunday when the police dog Pyro...
Oh, Pyro.
Okay, now I had not read this part. Apparently, Pyro had bit the man. He responded by stabbing Pyro at least three times.
So, oh, Pyro.
I read the story earlier in the week, and I just knew that Pyro had got injured. I didn't know there'd been biting involved. But have you ever had like a police dog or some kind of a canine drug-sniffing dog around you?
I mean, I've met the police dog in Altoona, Max.
Okay.
Yeah.
Max.
I mean, I have nothing to fear. He's not going
to... I don't either, but so, I was in...
But they can be intimidating dogs.
I was in Brussels Airport coming back from Liberia in June. And for whatever reason, my suitcase, and then they had some new equipment that was like checking things out. And my family all got waved through, but they kept me.
Oh, no.
Ultimately to the point of bringing a drug-sniffing dog.
Oh.
And, I was just like, that was a unique experience.
So,
I mean, I ultimately made it on the plane, like, just barely in time.
So my husband once, years and years ago, he went over to the cities. He was into bonsai trees because, you know, we do weird things, Dean and I. He's into bonsai trees, so he goes over to the cities to this bonsai guy, this whatever. And this guy, in addition to having a bonsai tree business, trained police dogs. Okay?
Yeah, why not?
So
because people who have bonsai tree businesses train police dogs, yeah.
So there's this big dog, like massive, big muscle of a dog. And he's just this big, you know, oafy kind of dog, you know? Yeah, nice puppy. And this guy's like, oh, he's actually really, really well trained. Oh, really cool, you know. And the guy said, so here, let me show you a couple things. He said, now, I'm going to give him a command. And all the commands are in a foreign language. He says, I'm going to give him this command. Whatever you do, do not move. Do not move. Do not react at all. And he gave him this command. And Dean describes it as this dog's lips peeled back from his face. And he became all teeth. And just like, he stood there just like, oh, he's like, I almost like lost control of my bodily functions. And then the guy gave him another command and he just turned back into this, you know, happy dog, you know, nice, happy. And it was the most surreal, crazy thing.
When you did the dog impression of that, I'm wishing we had video. You earned your... You could go home. You've already earned your...
All right, I'm out of here. I'm done.
I mean, that was something. All right, Caleb's going to rejoin us bottom of the hour. Well, if you've got a dog, you know that sometimes he or she can seemingly have, like, goat-like tendencies, like eating anything.
Goat-like tendencies.
And
that's
in
awesome.
The UK, veterinarians who operated on a dog expecting to find a tumor pulled out enough clothes to fill a clothes dryer.
What in the world?
The golden retriever had eaten, get this now, two golf gloves.
By the way,
the Masters starts today in Augusta.
Okay.
Two rugby gloves, a mitten, a stocking, nine socks, and more. 17 objects total, including a piece of a towel.
You know, Mark, I don't have a dog, but I have two... Shall we call them special felines?
Okay.
Okay. And they do odd things. Well, yesterday I came home from right at home at like 2 in the afternoon. And I hear this pawing, you know, like little pawing kind of thing. And I'm like, okay, the cat's locked in somewhere. So the cat, I started opening doors. Where's the cat? The cat was locked in my daughter's bedroom.
Okay.
And survived
the
day, because she's quite plump and she must have food or she gets a little stressy. Yeah, she survived by breaking into my daughter's fish food tablets, the long-term feeder tabs, like that we drop in the fish tank when we go on vacation. She ate the feeder tabs for our vacation. She ate like 6 or 7 days worth of food.
She was hungry.
Wow.
Oh, cat. I was
there probably
so,
was
you know
no
how
litter
expensive
box in there.
Those feeder tabs are. Yeah, she was fine there. She didn't make any messes.
Okay.
But she survived by eating my daughter's fish's food.
Huh.
I was less than half. I mean, thank goodness we didn't have to have surgery for her, but she, yeah, she needs to drink lots of water now. I'm sure.
So where does she usually stay?
Like just in the house, oh, okay. You know, but not
she was locked
in a
yeah.
bedroom,
okay.
You know. Yeah, right. Ate our fish food.
I always congratulate my dog whenever we have to leave for, because his bark collar, it's not a shock collar, it's a bark
yeah,
collar,
bark
right?
Collar,
and,
yeah.
And he chewed his bark collar off, and it's the second one that's been ruined. Like, one was just poor manufacturing, and then yeah. one he ruined. And they're kind of expensive.
Have I got something for you?
Yeah.
So our special needs cats, they're stressing. Okay, so Gabby pulls her fur out all the time. And so we went to the vet, and we're like, Gabby's pulling her fur out. Well, that's a sign of anxiety in cats, okay? So, and Figs is a little high strung too. So the vet gave us these special calming treats.
Oh.
Okay? Special calming treats. You can use them for dogs too. They just get a higher dose.
Really?
So we get these special calming treats. They're supposed to get half a treat once a day. All right, Gabby, who's pulling her fur out, will not eat the treats. However, Figs loves the treats. So we start Figs on the treats. Well, guess what? Now that Figs isn't being a dope to Gabby, he's more calm, so she's not pulling her fur out anymore.
Oh.
So, but if your dog is chewing things, maybe these anxiety treats
I
would be.
I can't tell if he's nervous or if he's just incredibly smart, and it's like,
either
hey, they're going to have to take me with them more often if my
down.
Bark collar doesn't work.
These
so
will
if
calm
we've
him
got
down.
A cat counselor in the audience, give us a call. A previous dog we had by the name of, was misnamed, was called Happy. It was a Bichon Frise poodle. That dog needed counseling, and if my wife is listening, she is nodding her head. She's saying, oh yeah, that dog did.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.